Hi, all. My name is Craig Wilkinson, and I am just so incredibly excited to be starting this podcast journey with you. For me, this is an incredibly important topic. It's about how do we build a future together? How do we as men and women of South Africa come together, unite against all that is wrong in our country, and stand for all that is good? Dangerous but good is a very strange concept. You know, when we hear the word danger, we immediately think of it as a bad thing. But think about this. There's danger in society. You know, South Africa faces many dangers. We face the danger of corruption, the danger of racism, the danger of toxicity, multiple dangers. Who is the danger to the danger? Who's going to stand up against those dangers? Think about the Nazis in the Second World War. The Nazi forces were allied against the rest of the world. If there wasn't a dangerous force standing up against the Nazis, we'd live in a very different world today. So you and I, man and woman, South Africans and citizens of the world, we need to be dangerous to the danger. And that's what this is all about. And just a bit of background about myself. I'm a passionate South African, love this country. I'm a father of two children. And what really got me into this was being a single father. For many, many years, I was a single dad and just began to see the incredible importance that men are in society, the roles that men and fathers play in society. And, you know, in South Africa, we're growing up in a nation, because of our troubled and broken and disturbed and very barbaric past, we grow up in a society where upwards of 60% of children are growing up without a present and engaged father, a major tragedy. My children's friends used to call me pops because so many of them didn't have fathers. And I began to see just the incredible importance and power of present engaged fathers and men and role models in this world and society of ours. That led me to write a book called Dad, which is it's called Dad, How to Be the Father Your Children Need. And it talks about the 12 dad verbs, the 12 things that every father needs to know and understand and put into practice to be an excellent father. Both boys and girls need both moms and dads. And we have to shout out to the single moms of South Africa who are doing just an incredibly sterling job raising kids single-handedly without the help, without the financial and emotional support of the father of their children. Phenomenal women of South Africa have held things together incredibly. And, you know, we live in a society in which there are many challenges and dangers facing both men and women. And we unfortunately live in a society which has become polarized. You know, it's this war, the gender war, the man against woman, woman against man. And the president standing up and saying, you know, the men of South Africa have declared war on the women of South Africa. And it's such a tragic narrative to see the world through that lens. Fundamentally, throughout history, men and women have worked together, cooperated together, built families, built communities, built societies, men doing their bit, women doing their bit. And so when we have a war between the genders, it's a major tragedy. We have war between races. We have war between religions. We have war between different ethnic groups, different nationality groups. And, you know, this podcast is about how do you and I, men and women of South Africa, how do we stand up and become a danger to the danger? Now, you and I can only make a difference to the extent that we have a power to make a difference. We can only be good to the extent that we have power to be good. I can only help you if I have whatever it is that you need to be able to give to you. And so we're going to follow two themes in this podcast, and I'm so excited about this. The one theme is, how do we grow our power? How do we grow our power? You know, power has got a bad name. We think of power, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. But, you know, power in and of itself is not good or bad. Power in and of itself doesn't have a conscience. It doesn't have a motivation. Power depends on the person wielding the power as to whether it's good or bad. Think of nuclear power. You know, nuclear power has the power to light up a city, to fuel an economy, to be a fuel that doesn't damage the environment. And yet nuclear power also has the power to destroy a city, to destroy countries, to wreck our world. Nuclear power, beautiful gift to humanity, incredible curse to humanity. And I often talk about masculinity like this. You know, men, masculinity is a beautiful gift to humanity. Masculinity is a beautiful gift. Men are a gift to society, but they can also be a curse. The choice is up to the man himself, whether he's going to be a blessing or a curse to society. And you and I as men, to the men on watching me now, you have a choice, brother. Are you going to be a blessing and a gift as God intended you to be? Or are you going to be a curse? Power is exactly the same thing. Power is a very, very good thing. Power is absolutely necessary. If the Allied forces had not stood up powerfully against Hitler and his evil forces, the world would have been a very, very corrupt and evil and damaged place. If the forces against apartheid hadn't stood up powerfully and been strong and confronted the evil of apartheid, where would we be today? We need power. We need power. Now, every one of us has power, but the problem is very few of us tap into that power. Very few of us understand and realize the potential we have as a human being. And power is an interesting thing. It's not just about your physical strength. It's not just about your financial strength. Power comes in many, many, many different forms. Our words have power. Every relationship you're in, you have power in that relationship over the person that you're in a relationship with. When I love somebody, I give them power over me to hurt me, to betray me. But it's necessary. Love is necessary. So any relationship you're in, you have power. And I often speak to young boys and I say, you have power over your mother. You have the power to make your mother very happy or very sad. You behave like a brat and you misbehave and you get into destructive. Your mom is very sad. You make her proud if you behave in a way that just that makes her heart full of joy. We have power. So our relationships, we have power in them. Every man in a relationship with a woman has power. Every woman in a relationship with man has power. Every father has tremendous power as the most important man in his children's lives. Every mother has power as the most important woman in their children's lives. Our words have power. We have emotional power, physical power, spiritual power, financial power, positional power. There's so many different ways that you and I have power. And it is a sacred responsibility of every one of us to grow our power. Now, let me throw a definition of power at you. Strength, power, whatever you want to call it, is essentially your ability to impact other people and the world around you. Your power, your strength, think of it as this, your ability to impact the world around you. And every one of us has a sacred duty to grow that power so that we can have more of an impact, so that we can have a better impact for good. Grow your power, grow your physical strength and health and ability, grow your academic power, your knowledge, read, be a voracious consumer of educational material, grow your verbal acuity, your ability to speak words of life and not bad. Think about this, man, every single person that you surround, you can speak words that bring them down, you can speak words that lift them up. So we have a sacred duty and responsibility to grow our power. And one of the things we're going to talk about in this podcast is how do we as individual humans tap into the power that is within us and grow it for one purpose, so that we can have a far greater impact on the world. The second theme we're going to talk about is how do we become a danger to the danger? You know, South Africa has entered a beautiful new phase, a phase of tremendous hope. Someone pointed out that since 1948, we have not really truly been a democracy. Yes, we have, especially since 1994, but we've only ever had two ruling parties. From 1948 until 1994 was the National Party, a bully party, a party that enforced corrupt and bad policies. From 1994 till now, we've had the ANC, a dominant party, which unfortunately went wrong in many, many different ways. Now we have a government of national unity. And of course, there's cynics and of course, there's lots of issues, but there's a new era of hope. We have democracy at play. We've shown the world that democracy works in South Africa and it's beautiful and it's amazing. And I, for one, am filled with hope. However, there are many challenges we face, many dangers we face. We face the danger of corruption. We face the danger of inequality. Man, if you look at the difference between the rich and poor in South Africa, it's absolutely tragic. I do a lot of work in townships and communities around South Africa, and I see so much poverty. So much poverty, beautiful human beings, men and women alike, who've knocked on the door 1,000 times to try and find work and no work's available and living in despair. So we have the challenge of poverty, of inequality. We have the challenge of corruption. We have the challenge of disease. There's so many different challenges that we face as a nation. We have a challenge of crumbling infrastructure that we need to fix and repair and restore. We have so many challenges. Now, these are the things that are a danger to South Africa. These are the things that are a danger to our future, to our children's future, to the youth of this country. And we as men and women of South Africa, we have to be dangerous to those dangers, man. We have to be dangerous to those dangers. The world has many dangers. You know, I think about the battles we have to fight against the evils in this world. How about the battle for truth? Truth has become an increasingly difficult thing to find. Fake news is just everywhere, and with AI coming into play, fake news is going to be more and more easy to perpetuate. We have people just telling lies. We have fake news proliferating. So truth becomes very difficult to find. Where do you find truth? To find truth takes a lot of effort and a lot of work. You know, I love this concept that truly great men and women who truly pursue the truth are men and women who are able to see the wrong in their own tribe. And when I say tribe, I mean I'm not talking ethnic group here. I'm talking about their religious or their national or their political, whatever their particular affiliation is. People are able to see the wrong in their own tribe and see the good in other tribes, in other affiliations. If you're a Republican, to be able to see the good in what some of the Democrats are doing and to see some of the bad in your own party and vice versa. Someone said it so beautifully. They said, you know, I'm not looking for a Republican truth or a Democratic truth. I'm looking for the truth. We talk about in the world today, we talk about my truth. It's such a silly concept. There's no such thing as my truth. There's my experience, absolutely, and that's real and that's valid, and we need to empathize and love that. But your experience is only the truth to the extent that it aligns with the truth. Let me give you an example. If I'm robbed and beaten up by a member of a particular ethnic group, I've had a bad experience. I've been robbed and beaten up. But now if I say that particular ethnic group is violent and dangerous, and that's my truth is not the truth. My truth is a false truth. And if I adhere to that truth, I'm not living in the truth. So the battle for truth is a big one. We need to pursue the truth, find the truth, wherever it may be found. And sometimes it's found in places where people are speaking that we don't like those people. Who was it who said, you know, I cannot stand what you're saying, but I'll defend with my life your right to say that. You know, freedom of speech really is my right to say something that you don't agree with. And it's also your right to say something that I don't agree with. So we need dialogue. We need dialogue around how do we find the truth? How do we fight for the truth? Because only when we know the truth will we actually experience freedom. How about the battle for against hate and against polarization and against division and against canceling? We live in a world where there's a cancel culture, man. You say something that someone doesn't agree with and they cancel you on social media. So people are scared to speak the truth. I ask guys often when I speak to them at schools, young men, I say, are you proud to be a man? And they say, yeah, I am. I say, would you tweet that? Would you post that on your social media? And a lot of the young men say, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. And I'd say, why? They say, no, sir, we'd be canceled. Now, that's a tragedy, man. If you can be canceled for being who you are, for simply saying, I'm a man and I'm proud of it, something's wrong in our society. You know, we polarized. We polarized racially. We polarized gender-wise. We polarized sexual orientation, religion. We need to fight against hate and division. These are just some of the things we need to fight for. We need to fight for family, man. We're living in a country where families are broken. And there's absolutely no doubt that the correlation between a broken family, a fatherless family, and every single social ill is just undeniable. Most men in prison have bad or no relationships with their fathers. Teenage pregnancies happen way more in households where there's no present engaged father. Drug abuse, rape, all these different things happen. So we as South Africans have a beautiful country, man. We have the most incredible human beings in this country. I have the privilege of working around this nation in all kinds of different societies, rich and poor. And wherever I go, I find the most amazing human beings. Men and women are just astounding human beings. And we've got that. That's a resource we have. Now, we now need to unite as the men and women of South Africa, regardless of our background, to fight against the things that are a danger to our future. That's who we are. That's what we are as a nation. And this podcast is all about that. I'm going to be interviewing men and women, man, who are dangerous. Dangerous men and women. They're dangerous never to each other, never to children, never to women, never to each other's brothers, never to society, but they're dangerous. Dangerous to whatever threatens society. And we're going to have some exciting conversations. I've got Seth Mazibuko coming on board. He was one of the students who was in the Soweto uprisings. He saw friends of his being shot to death next to him. He spent time in Robben Island. This is an incredible man, a wonderful man. And he just brings he's dangerous to corruption. He heads up the moral regeneration movement, and he's dangerous to corruption. We're going to be talking about to men and women who are dangerous to unforgiveness, dangerous to hatred, dangerous to lies, dangerous to all these things that are dangerous to us in society. I'm going to be interviewing men and women who are going to show us how to grow our power. Man, you have power. woman, you have power. You have so much power to make such an incredible difference to the world, to make this world a better place. Maybe you don't know it. Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you feel disempowered, powerless, apathetic, sad, cynical about the future. But let me tell you this, you've got power. And you need to be a danger to the danger. That's what this podcast is all about. I'm so excited about it, and we'll be talking to many great men and women. Please tune in. Once a week, we'll be coming with how to be dangerous to the danger, how to be powerful and grow your strength and ability to have an impact on the people and the world around you. I'm Craig Wilkinson. This is the podcast Dangerous But Good, and please join me on this journey.